This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Wednesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, public transportation in North Texas. Dallas Area Rapid Transit, or DART, is reconsidering some of its routes, and that could affect service to people who've come to rely on it. Juan Pablo Garnham has been covering this story for the Texas Tribune. Juan Pablo Garnham, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Now, DART bus ridership has declined quite a bit over the past decade. What's going on?
It's important to note that this is a trend across the country. So there are only a few exceptions where ridership in general, and especially in buses, hasn't declined. If you look at it in the rest of Texas, the trend is very similar in other big cities. In particular, when I spoke with people at DART, they were mentioning two factors. One was the two recessions that we had in the 2000s that led to cuts in service. And the other one that they mentioned that I thought that it was really interesting was the fact that low-income families and individuals are moving more to the suburbs. And when they move to the suburb, it becomes so much more difficult to serve them. Bus and in general public transit works well in areas that are dense, that are and not that are sprawled like the suburbs are. So you need a lot of people, either jobs or people living in housing in specific places, so that the system can work well.
Now, you report that DART can either focus on providing some coverage to lots of areas or prioritize frequency and provide more service to high trafficked areas. What exactly does that mean?
What they are going to do, and this is coming in the next month or so, is that they are going to present two bus plans, one that's going to be focused in coverage, that's going to look very similar to what we have right now in Dallas, and another one that it's focused on frequency. That means that maybe they are going to cut some routes, or maybe they are going to change the line in a way that it's more direct and maybe doesn't have as many stops in like inside of the neighborhoods, and maybe just goes through one single avenue, you know. But that will help reach out more people in a faster way.
How widespread might the changes be?
We actually don't know. It will depend on what Dallas wants to do. But the other thing that they were telling me is that Dallas has already started making these changes. So maybe we won't see the radical changes that did happen, for example, in Houston, when Houston changed its system around five years ago.
So DART wants to implement these changes by early 2022. What happens between now and then?
There's going to be all these canvassing surveys. There's going to be a lot of discussions in DART. It's important to know that DART's board, it's composed by 13 cities. Not all the cities want the same, you know. Bus is, of course, a high priority for city of Dallas, but not necessarily for a suburban city, right? So there's going to be that discussion at the board level. And in parallel with these two proposals that we were talking before, the consulting firm is going to go into bus stops, stops of light rail, and they are going to ask people what do they think. They're going to show them these two options. And basically, they were telling us that their idea is for Dallas to decide how much they want to dial this kind of decision between high coverage and high frequency. And after that, there will be a new proposal. And after that, that will be voted by the board. That's why it takes so long. And there's going to be also town halls and community meetings. So if you're interested in these issues, you have to be on the lookout for what DART is going to be communicating so that you can see the proposals and make your voice heard.
Juan Pablo Garnham is a reporter for the Texas Tribune. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.